What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discuss our latest mouth-style issue, Wonder. Nature is such a gentle and beautiful thing, but what happens when we have the power to control it within our hands? Now, I'm not talking extreme lengths, no. I'm specifically talking about gardens. How do you keep so many plants nurtured and alive? How do you handle weather changes, and what feelings and thoughts do they invoke in your head when you're in the center of such a lively place? Join Gabran as he visits the botanic gardens and tries to find answers to such questions.
Cold, brisk, and frigid. These are all great terms to discuss Chicago's infamous winters. With the holiday season well underway and plenty of more snow to come, we hope you find some reprise in one of the most beautiful places in the city, the Chicago Botanic Garden. Me and my family have been going there for years, and even now, it's able to invoke a sense of wonder in me. So join me as we explore a place that many Chicagoans might not know about.
My name is Stefan Bushney. I'm 57 years old, and I'm Gabran's dad.
The winter season is a big part of the climate here in Chicago. Snowfall is often increased due to the lake effect.
Winter in Chicago, things that stand out. I remember particularly comes to mind the blizzard of 79. School was closed for a couple days. I lived on a busy street that had buses, and buses were stranded in the street. They couldn't go. I remember a front end loader clearing out the alley a day or two later, and also shoveling snow off of the roof to avoid the potential of a roof collapse.
Garden care is limited in the winter. However, one thing you can do is to prune trees and shrubs. Pruning them in the winter, as opposed to the spring or summer, reduces the risk of developing disease.
I like to see the changes that occur over the seasons, seeing the trees and the landscape in a different perspective, covered with snow, or even if there's no snow, with the barren leaves. I'm always interested in seeing wildlife. So in the wintertime, there's less of that, to include the insects, waterfowl, and mammals. There's fewer of them to see in the wintertime, but just looking at the landscape.
On the topic of wildlife, some animals you can see during the winter are mammals and birds. Mammals are warm-blooded, so some may be active during the season. Birds are looking for food all year round, whether it be plants or insects. Afterwards, I asked my dad if he had any other fond memories he would like to share with us.
You know, going back to the winter in Chicago, I also remember I was anxious whenever it snowed to try and build a little hill in the backyard to do, I'd have a sled to go down the sled in the backyard and trying to build a little fort. So those were some things that I enjoyed in the wintertime, going out and playing in the snow.
Me and my dad really got to connect with the feeling of wonder and joy that snowfall can bring, and that feeling is shared with the garden. The Chicago Botanic Garden has been open for nearly 50 years and is home to hundreds of species of plants. The next person I made sure to talk to was my mom, who would always join us for our walks in the garden.
Memories. Playing in the snow, cleaning the snow, and driving when it's too much snow on the streets of Chicago.
My mom grew up in Panama, so snow was not something she was really used to. I asked her to recall the first time she ever saw it here in the U.S.
Well, I remember that was I saw the snow for the first time, and it was I had to wear coat, jacket, and boots to keep me warm.
She's since grown used to it, but as anyone from Chicago can tell you, the climate can be unpredictable.
When I visit the Chicago Botanical Garden, I like to be like when it's summer, when all the flowers are blooming. And also I like when fall is coming, when all the leaves of the trees are changing in different colors. So I enjoy walking and looking at looking around all different kinds of flowers, trees, and walking in the trails.
One of the coolest parts of the garden is the man-made lake system, which separates the garden into a few different islands.
One of my favorite areas is the Japanese garden. You walk to the little bridge and you go into a small island.
Although there may not be too much plant life during the winter, the peace it can still bring is immeasurable.
Of course, especially in wintertime, you can walk to the trails and you can, it's so nice and quiet and relaxing. Even when it's cold, you can still walk the garden and enjoying walking to different parts of the garden.
So far, we've seen how the garden is able to connect and calm people. Now, we'll be talking with an expert who knows a bit more about it.
I want to walk you right over here. You'll see a photo. We have a huge urban gardening program called Windy City Harvest. And that is one of the many gardens that are scattered. There's Farm on Ogden. We have gardens in North Chicago, Southside, all over the city. So many of those fruits and vegetables are harvested by the Windy City Harvest urban gardening program. And they have farm stands. They raise money for the program. There is a variety. There are on the fruit and vegetable island are apple trees. So you'll see that. They do have some grapevines. It's mainly vegetables. And that is a huge variety. Loads of, they'll do everything from okra to tomatoes, lots of squash, pumpkins, just a huge variety. And it might vary from year to year, depending on what the horticulturist wants to focus on. At that farm on Ogden, which is in the city on Ogden Avenue, they are doing aquaponics in terms of, they have big tanks, they're even doing the fish, tilapia, I believe it was the last time I was there. But if you look under Windy City Harvest, you'll see they're expanding some of the techniques that they're using.
No matter what angle or sector, the Chicago Botanical Garden has been a center of peace in the Chicagoland area. Together, the bond with nature is able to connect us to a bigger world and allow us to be at ease. Hope many of you might explore it one day as well. Thank you for listening.
After listening to these stories, has a sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to milesauce.org, and I'll catch you at the flip side.